Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here this December 6th, Tuesday night, Perium Training Call. My name is David Litt, calling in from Colorado tonight. Just got back from a fantastic trip down to South Florida. Had a lot of fun. Met a lot of great people, a lot of guests who have turned into distributors, lots of loyal distributors who have been around with Perium for a while, and it was a fun trip. It was great to meet folks face-to-face and see all the activity and energy that's going on in South Florida. I've got a great team in South Florida, and I know that Dave Sandoval, who joined me on Sunday, was very, very excited about what's been happening down there and what's coming out of that those meetings that we had. Dave flew up to New York and is meeting with the team in Tarrytown tonight, and I'm sure that meeting with Ian Farrar is going off really well as also, so looking forward to getting a recap and a report on that. But big things happening, good things happening, and, you know, even though this is the close of the year, it seems like we're just attracting people of all walks of life, leaders, business folks, health-oriented people. You know, it's just really exciting to see the quality of people that are coming into this business and the focus, the amount of vision you know, that to me is something that's so important and very hard to create. You know, culture is something that, you know, we're at a stage right now where we're growing this business that the people we bring in really are making a difference. And one of the people that we brought in is going to be our main speaker tonight. His name is Ken Daniel. He's a very experienced networker, has had a lot of success in a variety of different companies, brought in thousands and thousands and thousands of people in different businesses, and has joined our team, one of the fastest growing distributors in the company right now. Looks like he's going to hit diamond here his second full month in the business. So he's got a lot of good ideas and information to be sharing with you. So definitely want to take a piece of paper and a pen out tonight and make sure you take some notes. Before we bring on Ken, I do want to make our weekly announcement. Every week we give away 20 free gift cards. It's $1,000 worth of retail value, nearly $200 in wholesale value. And the winner this week is Penina Wood out of Greer, South Carolina. So congratulations to her. I know that she had several gift cards redeemed here just last week and is actively working the business, and we love that. We love having new people. She's a new distributor to the team, and you know, it's fun to see that these gift cards can work no matter what your level of experience, no matter what your network marketing business or nutrition experience, that you just hand out gift cards and, you know, let the product do the selling for you. And we're seeing more cards being sold and, importantly, more cards being redeemed than ever before, and that's why our business is growing. So good things are happening north, south, east, and west. And got another big announcement, which is we have a brand new webinar, which we gave a sneak preview of this past weekend. So we have a webinar on our website, but really it's nothing much more than an audio with a few PowerPoint slides. And this new webinar is a much more active, graphic, fun version, and also a much shorter, more concise message focused on our 1-2-3 system of unbelievable products, a simple gift card marketing system, and our Enroll 3 and Double Your Money compensation plan. So it's all about product system compensation, and I really believe that this new webinar knocks it out of the park as far as communicating that in a simple, compelling way. So now not only can you hand out gift cards, but you can actually direct people to your website, to the webinar, and in less than 12 minutes, they can get the information that they need. It'll be a file that you'll also be able to email out, and we're looking at making some DVDs. So a lot's happening on the corporate side. It looks like it'll probably be a little later in the week. Look for an email about this new webinar, and as soon as you get that email, you definitely want to jump onto myperium.com, not only to check it out for yourself, but just to validate it, but then to get the word out. You know, share this information, because there are 20,000 network marketing companies in the industry today, and only one of them, Perium, your company, my company, Only one company out there allows you to double your money with just three enrollments. And that's why we're attracting such high-quality people, and that's why we're attracting people like Ken Daniel and the folks that he's bringing on. So what I'd like to do is introduce you to Ken Daniel, as I said, a very experienced networker. He's on our team. He's building very, very quickly, and he's attracting a lot of different folks from all walks of life. And Ken, why don't you share a little bit of your philosophy about belief, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to be successful day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out in this industry, because you've certainly had some tremendous success, and importantly, you're enjoying tremendous success right now with Purium. So, Ken, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Thank you so much, David. Guys, I got to say, it's really a pleasure to work with David, and just as somebody with a lot of integrity and loyalty, and also somebody who understands how to develop businesses in the network marketing arena, and he knows how to do it, and I really appreciate even working with him and him being part of this great company. And for me, it's a pleasure to be part of this great company. I've always had this dream and goal to be part of something big. And after talking to David Leet and Dave Sandoval and their vision to take this company to the rest of the world, I automatically fell in love with what the company had to offer. So for me, it was being able to take something that this is magnitude. When I talk to David Sandoval, if you can, we've got the best products, we've got the opportunity to take this to the rest of the world. That was always my vision. So the best way to do it is through network marketing. And there's nothing like it, guys, because when you could touch someone's life and really show them some value in some amazing products, there's nothing like it. So, you know, I fell in love first with the products and realized, you know what, I want to take this to everyone, my family, my friends, and people I come across. I want to share it with everybody. And for me, that was the most important thing. But, of course, you know, there's an opportunity here, guys, to create some amazing success with Purium. But there's certain things you need to have to create success. We talk about the mindset. We talk about belief. We talk about setting goals. Those are very, very important things to have when creating success. Let's first talk about belief. You know, most people always ask this. If you come into something for the first time, how do you have belief? How can you believe in something when you first take a look at it? Well, for me, it's easy. You know, when I first saw Purium, it was easy to have a belief in this business. Now, if you're new to the industry, you know, your belief first comes from seeing some value in the products that we have to offer. That's where your belief comes first of all. Seeing that we have the best products out there in the world, and being able to go to people and offer them an amazing product and change someone's life, your initial belief comes from that. Believing that you can create success when you first join this company is important. But how do you maintain that belief? How are you able to sustain that belief is very, very important. And it's about creating success. And, you know, it automatically, when you first get involved, it's taking action. It's really going out, putting your head down, going to work, and doing everything necessary to create success. That belief is going to continue to grow. And, folks, as you take action, it leads to results. And as you create the results, guys, your belief gets stronger. So it's a cycle. Belief comes initially from just knowing that you made the right decision to be in the right company. And, of course, we all know that we are in the right company. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, like this company Purium, but you've got to take action. And that's where a lot of folks tend to miss out and see some value in taking action. Taking action means talking to people. Taking action means spreading the good word of this good product and really creating success. You start to talk to people, guys, and they start taking this product. They're going to continue buying the product. Now that you've taken action, you start getting the results. The results will come from people using the products. The results will come from you getting a check. When you start getting the checks and you start getting testimonies from people using the products, your belief automatically goes up, and there's nothing like it. You know, there are lots of people who join network marketing companies, and sometimes it's difficult. It's almost like, you know, a plane that takes off and has to start all over again. You know, I give this example because I want folks to understand what it means to take action. You know, if you're a plane and you're the pilot taking off, and all of a sudden, you know, you're on the runway, and you put the plane in whatever gears and you take off, if you do not have enough speed, enough momentum, you got to start all over again. You know, it has to have enough speed to take off, and eventually when you take off, you just glide in the air. That's how this business works. So if you are playing and you go and you take off, you have all this energy but not enough to take off, you've got to start all over again. Eventually you run out of fuel, and eventually your belief goes down. And what happens? Most people walk away, they run away, not realizing that they didn't do the right things initially. So we encourage people when they first come in to really put their heads down, make some major sacrifices, and, you know, take action so that you can get the results necessary so that your belief will grow. And when you do the right things, like taking a plane, having the right speed, having the right momentum, so when the plane takes off, there's a lot of energy requiring, a lot of momentum requiring for that plane to take off. When it does, it gets up in the air, all this energy is put into it, and all of a sudden, folks, it just glides. That's exactly what's going to happen to you and your business when you have that belief and you do the things to create the belief necessary to create that success. So the other thing that's important, guys, is having the right mindset. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to kind of go through this kind of fast. I hope, you know, I have, you know, you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. But there's certain things you need to know about creating success. And the mindset is absolutely important. Tell you a little bit of a story about myself. You know, I got introduced to network marketing 15 years ago. At that point, guys, I worked for the Palm Beach County School Board. I have never gone to college. Do not have a degree. So think about where I was in my life, okay? I came into this country several years ago, and I was told, Ken, when you get into the U.S., you've got to go and get a job. And if you're going to get a job with the government because you get great benefits. And that's exactly what I did. I worked for this Palm Beach County School Board, electronics. I started off as an electronics trades helper, moved up to technician, and eventually became a supervisor in that field. But quickly realized that I didn't fit there. You know, I look at my life and where the direction I was going, I just realized that I had to do something totally different. And I got introduced to network marketing. So I had a lot of things in my life. I didn't know what it took to become successful. I didn't have the right mindset. I had to learn. I had to grow. So the one thing that a lot of people don't get when it comes to mindset, you've got to work on you. There's a saying, for things to change, you must change. For things to be different, you must do something different. And in order for me to create success in this industry, guys, I had to create the right mindset. You know, if you want your income to grow, you've got to grow. You know, there's a saying, your income will never surpass your personal growth. You've got to grow. So if you are somewhere today, somewhere, and you're not growing your business, it's because you need to grow some more. What will it take for you to grow? You have to have the right mindset. What would it take to get the right mindset? Putting the right information in your head, reading the right books, being around the right people, learning and growing. That mindset is so critical to your success. You know, if I was to tell you today, you know, that I'm a different person than I was 15 years ago when I first entered this industry, I'm a completely different person. I think different. My goals are different. You know, my attitude, my language, you know, the way I talk to people is completely different, but it was a process. It takes time. But you've got to be willing to pay the price and willing to take the information, learn from others that have had success before, read the right information, the right books that's going to create the right mindset you need to create success. So it's very important that you understand that. So I'm kind of relating to me and how I was able to grow, because people look at me today and they have no idea where I came from. I mean, I never had any success. I mean, I was making 20-something grand, 30 grand per year in a school board. But you know what? You know, it's important to see if you're going to make more, you've got to grow. And I started to read books like Think and Grow Rich, okay? Books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Magic of Thinking Big, The Millionaire Next Door. Those are the books I started to read. And it opened my mind to a whole different world. You know, every one of us have the ability to become successful. We all have the gift. It was a gift that was given to us by God. We all could do and create success. But sometimes because of the programming that we have had from the time we were kids, the fact that we've been told no over and over and over, the fact that we have certain fears, because when you go talk to someone, they say no, you get rejected, you automatically go and hide, and you're afraid to approach the person. You know, sometimes you got to get out of that mode, and the way you do it, guys, you start to read the books from the folks who create success that creates the mindset necessary to go talk to people. And guys, I'm telling you, it has made a difference in my life. If I was to tell you that when I first got in this business, I could talk to anybody, I'd lie to you. You know, I remember when I first got in, and I had a lot of fears. You know, I went through certain rejections. And, you know, when you go for rejection, sometimes you tend to run away. You tend to go hide. You tend to do things that, you know, may not necessarily create the success for you. And as you start to read the books that gives you the right mindset, you realize you can do this. It's already in there, but it brings it out. It brings that stuff that you know, that maybe have went away for a little bit because of the rejections, maybe because of your lifestyle. You know, you are a product of your environment. If you're in an environment where people tend not to push to succeed, you tend to become that person. You know, if your friends, your family members, you know, like me, I was told, hey, go get a job, go for the school board. That's what I was taught. That's what I did. I had to create a different mindset to get out of that mindset or think differently to start to create success. And that's why I was able to create or build a business in network marketing that created a lot more income and put me at the mindset I needed to get there. So for us to really understand that, guys, it takes you not only reading the books, but reading now, going, stepping out and talking to people, going through the nose and continuing to talk to people, going through the rejections, going through the what we call the emotional roller coaster. You've got to go through it. Until you go through it, there's nothing that's going to allow you to develop yourself and to become that person necessary to create success. You got to become a student. You've got to be willing to learn. You've got to be able to go through all the things in life that's going to take you to that level of success. And when you go through it, you're going to realize that you become that person that can go not just do it, but teach others how to do it. And that's where I've been. That's where I'm still learning. I've been around some people in this industry that's created success. I've been mentored by people that's created six figures per week in this industry. And I've learned how to develop, you know, to become that person that can create that much success in this business. And that's the direction that we're going to go with Purium. So we need you guys to understand the power of creating the right success and being around the right people. I would suggest, if you've not gotten it yet, there's a book I would encourage everyone to get. It's Think and Grow Rich. Read it over and over and over again. And never stop reading that book. The other one is How to Win Friends and Influence People. That book is also recommended because it gives you the ability to go and approach people, talk to people, and have fun. You know, have fun with people. Have fun when you come to approaching people. Don't let the fact that someone doesn't show up, you know, take you down. Don't let the fact that people reject you or laugh at you take you down. I've been laughed at. I've been made fun of. People have told me, man, this is never going to happen to you. But you know what? You can believe that if you want to, but you've got to think different. So the books, the things you put in your mind, the people you hang around, all those things, folks, creating the right mindset is absolutely necessary for you to create the success in this company. So our goal is to take this company to a whole new level. We want everybody in the world to know about Purium. We want you guys to go out and really just do whatever it takes to let people know. I mean, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. When you meet people in the grocery store, you meet them at the coffee shop, you meet them everywhere, tell them about this company. They need to know how to get healthy. They need to know how to get healthy physically first and financially after. You know, I was a guy who said money, 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 money. But, you know, for me, it's about creating success and showing folks how to get healthy physically first. But today, you know what? We have a chance to create an income while people are getting healthy with this great company. So, you know, I know we don't have a whole lot of time here, guys. I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about goals, okay? Being able to set goals is also very important to create success. Most people come in and say, oh, my goodness, I want to be a diamond in this company. Oh, I want to be a black diamond. Oh, I want to be this, I want to be that. But here's the question. When are you going to be diamond? What day? You know, what's your goal for this week? What's your goal for this month? Where do you see yourself 6 months from now? What do you see yourself, you know, 5 years from now? You need to understand goals are a must. You can't think it. You got to write it down. You got to have some personal goals. You've got to have some business goals. So what are your personal goals? Where do you see yourself a month from now? I mean, I always tell people this, your personal goals today, if it's a short-term goal, and you have to have a short and long-term goal, a good, great, fantastic, short-term, personal goal. It's perhaps you got in this business, maybe you put a little bit of money up to get in this business. Your short-term goal is to make your money back. Maybe you have your credit card bill that you want to pay off. Maybe you want to make a car payment. Whatever, it's a nice short-term goal. You got to have that written down. And you're going to go for that, guys. You want to have that written down. Your short-term business goal to be maybe a consultant, okay, to be a director. And you want to be able to write that down, have that goal as far as your business goal, and have a day when you're going to achieve that goal. What about a long-term personal goal? What is it for you that what's going to take you to go out and work this business in and out every day, just working it? You know, it's that personal goal that's going to drive you. It's the thing that says to you, I have got to do this, it doesn't matter what. It's what tells you that even when you get home and you're tired and you don't feel like doing your business, you got to do it anyway. It's the same thing that drives you when you're not, you know, in the best of mood. You know, it's the thing that, you know, when you feel like taking a day off and, you know, maybe watching a movie, watching television, or perhaps, you know, going playing a favorite sport or watching your favorite sport. You know, what are the things that you may enjoy doing, the recreations and stuff, that will tell you, you know what, I'm going to put this aside temporarily so I can go build my business. Because you have that goal in your mind. You know, maybe it's that you want to buy, you know, a new home. Maybe you have parents you want to retire. Perhaps you want to travel. You're a giver. You want to give. You want to be able to give. You know, whether it's to, you know, a charitable organization. Maybe you're very involved in your church and you want to give more time to that. So you got to have this personal goal that, you know, when money is not an issue in your life and it's not something you focus on, that can allow you the time to do the things that you enjoy. You've got to write that down. So key. So important, guys. I'm telling you, that is probably one of the most important things you could do when it comes to building this business, okay? You know, also have a business goal. You know, your long-term business goal should be Black Diamond. You know, when are you going to be Black Diamond? Have a day when you're going to go Black Diamond. You know, the thing that helped me when it comes to writing goals, it's being able to, you know, say, okay, this month I'm going to hit this position and then break it down. You know, end of the month, I'm going to be this level. Let's say I'm going for diamond and say, okay, what do I have to do each day, each week, until the end of the month to achieve that goal? I need to know exactly what it takes to be diamond as far as the numbers goes and also be able to, you know, create that success that will get there. So I know we don't have that much time, guys, in reference to, you know, spending more time in giving you guys the information necessary to really go through the goal setting. I would have loved to spend some time on it. But I want you guys to really think about, you know, where you are today and the direction you want to go with your business. Make sure you understand the power of setting goals. Make sure you understand that you've got to have it written down. And not just say, you know, I want to be something and not know exactly where it's going to be. Most people shoot for something. And, you know, if you shoot for nothing, you're going to hit nothing dead in the head. You got to know that you have to shoot for something that makes sense. It's important that you have some goals ahead of you. Establish some goals. If you're not sure how to set goals, go to your upline. Go to somebody who's been an experienced person in the industry. Help sit down with them and tell them where you want to be, you know, a month from now, 6 months from now. Help them help you, so, you know, establish some goals so you know exactly where you're going, okay? In the next few months, guys, we're going to have amazing things happen in this business. Looking forward to really helping you guys achieve success in this business. You know, first of all, it's front foremost, it's better health physically. At the same time, it's a business. We're going to create some amazing success. We're going to have amazing testimonies. And it's a privilege of mine to be part of this great company, guys. Just to be part of this, on this conference call. So, you know, I think we're about the time to get that conference
call over. Ken, can you hear me?
Sure.
Can you hear me? Good. Well, thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. I mean, your training on belief and mindset and goal setting is almost word for word mine. So it was a pleasure to listen to what you had to say. You know, how you said it was different than the way I say it, but it's the exact same concepts. I mean, over and over and over again. I mean, you know, it's not a coincidence why you're so successful. There's a saying, success leaves clues. And Ken gave you a lot of clues. There are a lot of important concepts and pieces in there. If I could just reemphasize one or two things, and then we'll wrap up the call and see you all on Thursday night. Number one is Ken was talking about belief and mindset. And to me, the idea of having an entrepreneur's mindset more than a distributor's mindset is really important, so that you're focused on being a business owner, being a CEO of your business and your life, and treating it that way. You know, CEOs are important people. Guess what? You're a CEO. You're an important person. Treat this business like a business. It'll make you money. Treat it like a hobby. It's going to cost you money. So that mindset, that belief, starts with what your expectations are for yourself and for your business. The other thing that he was talking about was goal setting, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, putting down goals on a regular basis. I use a Franklin planner. I've got daily goals. I know what I want to accomplish each and every day, what I want to get done, and importantly, on a week-to-week, month-to-month, and year-to-year basis, I've got accomplishments that I want, not just to-do lists, but things I want to accomplish in my life, and I use that as my tool to get where I want to go. So if you're, as Ken said, you know, shooting for nothing, you're going to get nothing. Another way to say it is, the bigger your why, the easier your how. So why you're in business, why you want to make more money, the more clear you are as to why you want to make more money, the easier it is on a regular basis to go out and make that money. There's a saying that there's no BV in TV. So Ken was right. This is a business that's easy to do, it's easy not to do, and when you got your goals in front of you, then you can be clear about what it is that you want to accomplish. So great stuff, Ken. Thanks so much for sharing that. And I know you've got a goal of being diamond here this month, and I have no question that's going to happen. And I'm really excited to see what you got going on with your team and being in South Florida face-to-face, meeting the quality of folks that you've already brought on to the business and other folks that are looking at the business and coming in here this week. You've done a fabulous job of leading by example, and you know, it was fun to spend some time with you. So congratulations on what you got going on. And everybody, please, you know, if you like the information, make sure that you direct your teammates to this call. Every call is recorded on Tuesday night, so, you know, have them listen in the back office 30 minutes. It's a great investment of their time and certainly a great investment of your time to direct them to that information. We also have our Getting Started Training Guide, which covers a lot of what Ken talked about as far as goal setting and asking those important questions to help you to be successful. So good things going on, north, south, east, and west, and hopefully there's some good things going on in your business and in your life. Be looking for an email about the webinar. And also Thursday night, every Thursday night, we do opportunity presentations, Dave Sandoval and myself, and I'm sure we'll have some great testimonials on this Thursday night, so get some guests on our call Thursday night. So, Ken, any last words?
That's it, man. I appreciate allowing me to come on and cook some big
things
in the future.
Pleasure. Right. Pleasure to listen. All right, well, great. Well, everybody have a great 48 hours, and we'll catch you Thursday night, same time, same number. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Ken. Good night now.
All right. Good night.